Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you Wednesday, June the 9th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. We are one day away from the WWGH Radio 7th Anniversary Spectacular, and boy, are we all excited here. Anniversary Day. Going to talk a little bit about this today, and we've got a whole special program planned tomorrow morning, because it's also the 7th anniversary of this program tomorrow morning. I wonder how many episodes that is. I'm going to figure that up. Somebody out there, figure this up. Give or take, and I've been on more than this, but as far as this program goes, 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, for 7 years, that will be how many episodes we have went through together here in Marion tomorrow morning. Two hours a day, that's 10 hours a week, 10 hours a week, 52 weeks a year, for 7 years. How many episodes is that of this particular program? Not to mention all the election coverages we have done, and the Christmas specials, and the Exchange Club, which I do every Friday, so on and so forth. But I'm interested, 2 hours a day, 52 weeks a year, 5 days a week, 7 years. Where will we be at tomorrow? If anybody gets that answer, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Now, here's something we're going to do this morning before we get into anything too heavy, and I hope you're out there listening for this, because I have not done this for a while. Now, as many of you know, we moved into the new studio here April the 2nd, I believe, was the first day we broadcast from this studio. April the 2nd. Okay. And we had a ton of sound issues, sound quality issues when we first moved here. And part of it was the room was not soundproof, we did not have all of our stuff unpacked, so on and so forth. Well, we've been here now well over 2 months. And I have had the controls set much differently than I would normally have them set. Now, I know where they're set, so I can go back to where they need to be with no trouble at all. But I thought, since the room is soundproof now, and we've got all of our glitches worked out with our tower and our antenna and soundproofing of the room here, I thought I would try to go back to the way the sound used to be. So I'm going to turn the knobs here momentarily. Now get ready for this. And when I turn them in this new soundproof room, I want you to call in and tell me how it sounds, because I won't know. What I hear through the headphones sounds fine. 740-383-9944. So I'm going to mess with them just a little bit here, and you tell me what it sounds like. So we're just going to do a little turning here, a little turning of the dials, and we're going to go to about right here. Now, how do I sound right now? This is the important part, because again, I really don't know how I sound. So give me a buzz. Did you hear the change? And can you hear me? Basically, I'm putting some bass back in my voice, because we had to take a lot of the bass out because of the room not being soundproof. So how does this sound? Does this sound okay now? Can you hear me good? 740-383-9944. Uh-oh. I'm already getting signs that say not good, muffled, not good, muffled. Okay, how about this right here? How does this sound? We did a little adjustment. Does this sound okay? You know, I don't know why that sounds muffled. You got me. Okay, let's see here. How about this particular... apparently, mush-mush is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
sounded much better before, but when you added the bass, it did clear it up a little bit. But yeah, much better before.
Oh, much better where we were before. Okay, well, yes. I got it back where we were now.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, what? It just does it sound muffled? Is that what happens?
Yeah. Just the clarity just wasn't there.
You know, I wonder what it is about the configuration of this room that has us operating like this. I don't know what it is.
Is it a small room?
Well, it's a
smaller
little...
Smaller than what you've had?
Yeah, it's a little smaller, but I don't know if it's... Well, it probably is smaller than what we had at Belltone as well. Maybe that's the reason.
But maybe the acoustics are a little bit better because of that. Hard to say.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Sounds good, though.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, we're back to normal now. Now, does it sound normal again? I've put the controls back to where they were prior to messing with them this morning. So, do we sound good now? All right. I'm getting not good. This is not good. This is where they were before this morning. I haven't changed anything from where we were this morning. So how about this? Does this sound good? This is where we were when we started this morning. Back to where we were. Back to point A. All right, give me some kind of heads up here. Does this sound good? We're back to the starting point, I guess. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. The controls are back to where they were when we started this program this morning. So I hope you can hear me okay now. Again, the telephone number, 740-383-9944. Here we are, back to point A. I don't think they do this on other radio shows, try to get the sound quality right, but the sound quality is now back to where it was when we started this morning. So can you hear everything okay now? Let me know. 740-383-9944. Also, does anybody have the grand number, the total of shows that would have been done on this station as of tomorrow? 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 7 years. It's astronomical. The number of hours we have spent together here as we approach the 7-year mark tomorrow morning. So hopefully everything's sounding okay again. The controls are back to exactly where they were when we started this morning. So hopefully that's good. Okay, what else is on the agenda this morning that I want to talk about? Well, the anniversary, we should mention this, is that it will air the anniversary special that we do every year here. Will be tomorrow night, Thursday, June the 10th, 7:15 to 9 p.m., right here on WWGH Radio Live. It's supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number 740-383-3030 in the L&P Cake Shop. Telephone number 740-382-1991. I will be here tomorrow. Angie Evers, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Pastor Whitaker, Nate Redman, Glenn Coble, and Pastor Craig. And as we have it right now, the guest stars tomorrow night will be 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow. Bobby Ray, the Kazoo Man, will provide musical entertainment. And the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, will make his first appearance in this studio as I have it now. So it should be a big whopping party tomorrow night here on WWGH Radio. And it's kind of interesting because last year, Angie had not joined the studio yet. Terry did not come because of COVID issues. Pastor Whitaker wasn't able to make it last year. Glenn did not come because of COVID issues. Pastor Craig was not with us yet. Mary Ellen was here. Bobby Ray's a new ad, and Ted Williams is a new ad. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
So, first of all, you're sounding great.
We're good
you're
now.
You're sounding great now, yes. And then 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year times 7 years is 3,640 hours.
Now, wait, let me get 3,640 hours.
And that would be maybe minus, you know, a couple Memorial Days and a couple 4th of Julys when you weren't live. But if we just ran strictly with 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, 7 years, 3640.
And, you know, isn't it interesting? Because on Friday, I do an extra hour, and also Exchange Club would be 52 additional hours a year, and that's been going on for at least 5 years. But just based on this show, you know, no wonder I'm exhausted. 3,640 hours.
I'd be exhausted, too.
That's a lot. That's quite the archive, quite the repertoire.
Yes, it is. So congratulations for all those hours on the radio.
Well, you know, it's funny because this is what I've since we had the whole incident with the FCC back in February, which was well documented in the paper. It's funny because, you know, when you do over 3,000 hours, when you do over 3,500 hours on this station, and I've worked for two other stations and a television station, you know, it's not like you were just a flash in the pan.
This is true.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't see any issues now, thank goodness, and we're rolling on. Are you excited for the big party tomorrow night? We've got quite a guest list there.
We are. I mean, you do have quite a guest list, and I am very excited about it. Looking forward to meeting Ted Williams. I've never met him in person, so I'm looking forward to meet Ted Williams. And you know, some of the other people there. But, yeah, you've got a great, great group of people that are going to be there tomorrow night.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun because, really, it's been 2 years since we've done a full-out party because last year, in the midst of the COVID, there were two people, Terry and Glenn, who were not comfortable coming, which I totally understand. And Pastor Whitaker had a previous engagement last year, so he couldn't come. And it's nice to add Ted back into the mix. And Kazoo Man, I think, has been a great addition. Yourself and Angie have come on board in the last year. So it should be a big blowout tomorrow.
Yep, looking forward to it. Really am.
Thank you, Pastor. Bye-bye.
All right, that's the way it goes. Apparently, we're sounding good again. Thank goodness. All right, 740-383-9944. Now, that's how many hours I've been live here. 3,640 hours. Now, just with this show. Now, again, we've done election coverage, which that goes on for hours every year. We've done specials, we've done anniversary parties, we've done Christmas parties, we've done, well, I do Exchange Club every Friday for an hour. I've been doing an extra hour on Fridays for about the last year and a half. But by and large, 3,640 hours I've been on the air at this station. Now, you think about that, because everything's been taped. So, 3,500 hours of me in the archive. It's exhausting. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Would love to hear from you. But tomorrow night's the big anniversary party. 7 years. 7 years. And also, these are just people who are either with the station. I know there will be other people here tomorrow night who, well, Jeannie Evers, I believe, is coming. Last time I heard, the wife of Charlie Evers, she'll be here tomorrow night. I believe that, there are some other people coming tomorrow night who I know. Well, I heard one name, and I'm not going to say it yet because I don't know if they're going to be here or not, but that person could be here. So it could really, really, really be a full house tomorrow night. But as I said, I had this conversation, what was it, a couple weeks ago? I don't remember if it was on Angie's show or not. With parties like this, oh, and Nate's wife comes. Nate's wife always comes, and she's great. She's always more than welcome. But here's what drives me nuts. When you have a party like this by invitation, and people, now, again, it's just about who plans the party. If you did not plan the party, you should not invite people. Now, maybe I'm wrong about this, because we plan food, and we plan drink, and we plan this guest list very methodically, because it's a station anniversary party. It's not, you know, hey, blah, blah, blah. And I don't mind open to everybody parties. I think that's fine. But do you think I'm being too much of a stickler here with don't bring people if they're not invited? Now, if it's your spouse, nobody's going to complain about that. But if you just start dropping people in, here's what happens when you let that go on. Things get cramped, number one. And I'll tell you what else happens. We do this on the air. Here's one of the major problems with this particular party. We do this on the air. Now, you've heard all the people we have tomorrow. Just listed here, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 people. 13 people will be here tomorrow, and that's not including the music. Okay, now, how much time do you think people are going to get on the microphone when you have 13 people on the air? And I've had people get angry at me, say, well, I wasn't on the microphone enough. Well, 13 people. Let's say this person got more mic time than I did. It was probably because they were in the room. So this is why guest lists have to be as they are for parties like this. Now, you can tell me I'm wrong. I don't mind that at all. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And you know something else about guest lists that I have noticed? If you bring somebody who you are comfortable with, which is usually why you're bringing them, you tend to spend most of your time around them, and you don't talk to the other 13 people in the room. Which makes for a very odd situation, because you have two people over here talking to each other, and then you have little groups of that, little groups of two people talking to each other, and the 13 people don't mingle. Now, this group is pretty good, because we don't get to spend much time together. It's a very rare event that everybody from this station is together in the same room. So that's what will make tomorrow night a lot of fun. In any event, am I being too rough with this guest list? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And, of course, we will have a lot of festivities tomorrow. A lot of festivities. 7 years over, what do you say, over the cliff? I guess you call it over the cliff. Oh, there are a couple things I want to talk about this morning. We talked a lot about the auditor yesterday and that whole situation with his office. And I got a very nice email last night from one of our listeners, Linda, who's out there. And Linda, I hope you're listening. A very thoughtful email about a paragraph talking about that situation. And I'm not going to read the email on the air because I don't know if they would want me to read the email on the air, but I thought it was a very interesting take on that whole situation. And I'm glad she emailed that to me. And remember, if you don't want to call in, you can always send me an email, Scott at WWGH1071.com. Feel free to do that any time you like. So I appreciate Linda for sending that. But basically, what we're learning here is, can we stop the politics with this auditor situation and just look at what's being done? You know, why are people falling for these scams? Why are people not talking in City Hall? Are people asking for help? I don't know. I don't work there, but it's clear there are some problems there. 740-383-9944. Now, I also see that our Zumbezi Bay passes that were for Lee Dominey are gone. Lee, did you pick up your passes yesterday? Hope you did, because they've disappeared from the studio. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Lee, I hope you got your Zumbezi Bay passes. But that's all I'm going to say about the auditor situation this morning. I appreciate that Linda sent me that email last night, and people are still talking about it. Even if they're not calling in to talk about it, people want to talk about it out in the public. And as I said before, is it political? I don't know. But I do know that email scams are obviously a real thing, and I am wondering about the inner workings of some of these offices in City Hall. I don't really understand how they are operating, per se, at this point. It just blows my mind. Now, but you know, it would blow my mind if it happened in this office. It would blow my mind. I can't imagine somebody spending $2,000 of their own money based on an email. I just can't see that without talking to somebody. That's what I don't understand. And I also don't understand getting people's the city credit card. I guess I don't understand that. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, this is Lee Domini.
Yes.
Yeah, I got the passes, and I give them to my nephew.
Oh, good. So your nephew's going to... Does he have a son or a daughter or a wife or...
He's got a girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. They can go down to the Zumbezi Bay. I'll tell you, it certainly is correct weather for it.
It also says that you can get into the Columbus Zoo, too.
Oh, does it? I didn't
so
even read
the... So they can go to the Columbus Zoo, spend a little time, and then they can go to Zumbezi Bay afterwards.
Yeah, and I think those passes are good through Labor Day.
9/6.
Yeah, it must be Labor Day.
They probably close around 9/6, I would say.
They probably do, so they can use those anytime this summer. Were they happy to get them?
Oh, yeah, he was happy to get them.
I don't know what the admission is to Zumbezi Bay. Does anybody know that?
My brother checked on his phone, and it was $30.99.
Really? So we gave away a prize here at about $62.
Yeah.
And what's the admission to the zoo, I wonder?
Well, it's probably another $10, I would say, anyhow.
So we gave away about $80 here with that prize.
Yeah, and he's a young kid. He plays football and stuff, and he doesn't work. So he wants to get a job, you know, a little bit this summer until school or football starts. But
well, I'm glad to hear that we were able to help that out. Now, do you have anything to say about this whole auditor situation? I don't think we've heard from you on this yet.
No, that's just a big mess there.
Just a big old mess.
Yeah, I can't understand, you know, why he doesn't want to, you know, attend the meetings and be more forceful and stuff. And the guy that did those, fell for those emails, I mean, he's got to be a real idiot. I mean, that takes the cake. Who would take $2,000 of their own money and do that?
Well, I would hate to call the kid an idiot, because I know it's a young kid, and I'm sure, honestly, I don't know what's going through their mind, but I feel bad, because they're out $4,000 at this point.
Yeah, I feel bad for the kid, but that's a hell of a lesson to learn for $4,000.
Yeah, $4,000 later, but you know, these email scams, they are there to trap people.
Oh, there's scams all over, you know, on the phone, and you know, I don't get around too good, and I've had people, I look a little bit older than what I am, and I've had people, you know, see me outside and stop and want to do, say they do construction work, and, you know, yeah. Give me a few $1,000, you know, to put your new roof on or something like that, and you'll never see them again, you know. They prey on older people.
Well, they do, and I don't know. I mean, I don't understand that. Well, in this particular case, they were preying on a very young person.
Yeah. It's just amazing, you know, somebody fell for that. I could see taking the credit card down there and doing it, but to get you to take $2,000 of your own money, because most people don't have $2,000 of their own money they can do that with.
Well, yeah, that's a lot of dough.
Yeah, that's just unreal.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'm glad we were able to help out your nephew.
Yeah, he was real tickled.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. All right, away we go here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. And we can talk about any number of things, but the running total of hours for this show, 3,640. This is why I'm hoarse, I guess. 3,640. Okay. Where are we now? In this morning's rundown. Don't forget the big special party tomorrow night. Music, food, all kinds of stuff. 7 to 9 here on this station. Don't miss that. Don't miss this show tomorrow morning. It'll be the 7th anniversary of this show from 7 to 9 a.m. No, 8 to 10 a.m. I should probably learn when this show's on. So 8 to 10 tomorrow morning, and you won't want to miss that. It's our big anniversary show. Lots of surprises planned. Tune in for that to be sure. All right. Oh, you know, there are some things I want to talk about this morning because graduation season just happened. And I'm not going to say I know the intricacies of these stories, but this happens every year at graduation time. Somebody will do something. One of the seniors will do something. And they'll do it at graduation, usually. And then the school decides to hold their diploma. And I I don't understand it. Because here's the thing. Now, what I read this year was there was somebody who, I don't know if they had the Mexican flag with them. I don't know what it was. But the person had this at graduation. So the school decides to hold the diploma of the person carrying the Mexican flag, the student. Now, this turns into a big hubbub. Now, here's why I don't understand this. When you hold their diploma, that's what causes the hubbub. Now you've given them more attention than they would have ever gotten had you not talked about it or held their diploma. Then, number two, they've still got their diploma as far as the credentials. If they would go apply for a job and they said, are you a high school graduate? They would say yes. And if the business checked up on that, the school would have to say yes. So what does holding the actual diploma even do? To be honest with you, I don't think I could find my high school diploma. So I don't really understand why this happens every year. You know, I guess, I mean, you have rules. I get it. And you don't want people breaking those rules. But the reason they're breaking those rules is because it's the last day. And you have to just be prepared for that. You know, wasn't there a speech that went on at a Texas graduation recently where the speech the person was supposed to give, the valedictorian ended up throwing out that speech and gave a completely different speech. And of course that went viral because the school was unhappy. Well, again, if you didn't pay it any attention, it would not get so much attention. And who cares, honestly? Who cares what somebody says in their graduation speech? I mean, really, is this influencing the people in that audience all this much? I honestly could not tell you what the valedictorian of my class, I couldn't tell you what they said. I have no idea. I'm sure it was something nice. I'm sure it was a nice moment for them to get up there and give the speech. But I don't remember any of it. So I don't understand why this becomes such a big issue. And you know, the truth of the matter is, after that day, after graduation day, that student is no longer a student anymore. So the fact that you're holding their diploma or complaining about their speech, they're not even a student. And I really do wonder about the valedictorian speech, because this is the person who got the highest grades in your school. Now you're unhappy with them on the last day? Here, again, I understand rules. But the problem is, you can't unding a bell. Once somebody gets up there and gives that speech, that you don't like, whether or not it broke the rules, whether or not you liked it or disliked it, you can't unding the bell. It was heard. It's done. You can't do anything about it. Now, you can pull them aside. And what I would do, because I've worked a little bit as an educator, what I would do if I was really that upset about it is I would pull that person aside when it's over, and I would say, I think you made a bad choice here. This is not the speech we agreed upon, and I'm disappointed that you did this. That's it. Let them know how you feel. But holding their diploma and making it a big news story, you're just giving it more attention. They're not your student anymore. I don't understand it. Does anybody get it? I would love to hear some opinions on this. 740-383-9944. This always happens every graduation season. You think somebody would be hip to it now? That this is going to happen. Do you think they should get their diploma? And does holding your diploma mean anything? I mean, like I say, if I walk out of high school and I have graduated, if I go apply for a job and I put down that I've graduated, does it matter if I have the diploma or not? I mean, if they call the school's going to have to say that I graduated. They can't lie. Matter of fact, I don't know that anybody's ever asked to see my diploma. I can never remember a job ever where somebody asked to see my diploma. Now, they've asked if I was a high school graduate, and I'm sure they can check that out if they want, but nobody's ever actually asked to see my diploma. I don't think anybody ever asked to see my college diploma. They ask if I went, and I'm sure if they had any doubts, they could call the college, but I don't think anybody wants to see the diploma. Any feelings on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And by the way, this is not a new thing even to the 2000 era in this generation. This has been happening since the 1960s and 70s. This is just one of those things. Kids get a chance after 4 years in high school to be on their own and get up and say what they want to say, and they do it. And that's freedom, I guess. You would think, I just don't know why words hurt people so much. You know, it's not fun to be called a name. It's not fun for somebody to say something negative about you. But in the end, it is just words. It's just one person's opinion. You know, when somebody says something nice about us, we don't sit there and harbor the good feelings forever, but boy, we can harbor a bad feeling. We can harbor a bad feeling till the end of time. Anyway, Vax-a-million number 3 gonna go on tonight. Is anybody ready to win the $1 million? You know, the longer this goes on, the less important it seems to be to people. And I don't know why that is. But it seemed like in the beginning this was very important. And now, I don't know if people are getting vaccinations. I was reading a story yesterday that apparently these vaccinations don't last forever. That there's something going on now here in Ohio. And I'm pretty sure it was an Ohio story. Did anybody else hear this? That the vaccinations are about to expire because not enough people are getting them. We have such a big supply of them that people just haven't been getting them in big numbers. Did anybody else read that story in the paper yesterday? Now, I thought that the Vax-a-million picked up the numbers. But apparently, if people don't start getting the vaccine, there's going to be an issue. Because these vaccines are just going to have to be tossed out that haven't been used. So I don't know what's going on there. So is Vax-a-million working? or is it not working? Because if this doesn't work, I really don't know. What would, does anybody have any idea what in the world would get people vaccinated? Because there's obviously something holding people up to where we can't even get to half in the state of Ohio. You know, I think if we got to half or maybe 70%, I think people would just let it go and let the remaining 30 to 50% deal with it. But we can't even get there. We can't even get to half. What is the problem? That is, because I'm just not sure at this point what any other option is. If you don't take the vaccine, what other protection will you have against this illness should you become infected with it? I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, you're perfectly free to do what you want. This is America. But I just don't, I never would have thought back in the beginning of this pandemic that this ultimately would become the problem. That that people just wouldn't get it. You know, and I always understood there would be people who wouldn't, but I didn't think it'd be this big a number, I guess. And even $1 million doesn't sweeten the pot. Got me. Any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss it here on the big program this morning. Don't forget, today we will have Glenn Coble joining us at 10:10 a.m. He'll be here till 12 noon. Then we'll have a Progressive Life from 12:10 until 1 p.m., followed by Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman, 3:10 to 4 p.m., and then the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 to 7 p.m., here tonight on this station. And I'm glad Lee got his Zumbezi Bay passes, and I'm glad his nephew will be headed down to Zumbezi Bay with his girlfriend. I did not realize the passes to Zumbezi Bay were that expensive. You know, that'd be hard to go with a family. $31 per pass. So if you had a family of four, you're looking at over $120 to go down to Zumbezi Bay, and that's just to get in the door. Forget the food and the gasoline and all the other things that you have to spend. All right. What else is going on in the world at this point? You know, I keep seeing in the Marion Star all these profiles of businesses. I mean, that's nice. I think it's nice we're profiling businesses. I don't know if this is an initiative that the Marion Star is doing right now, but it's nice to see these businesses profiled here in town. I think that we have a lot of nice local businesses here, and it's nice to see them getting attention. So I appreciate that. So, you know, the local businesses, I think, are the backbone of the community, but probably the franchise businesses and the big businesses drive the commerce in a town. Because I would imagine a lot of sales tax money and property tax money is made off of places like Walmart and Meijer and McDonald's. I mean, think of the sales tax at McDonald's. I mean, we have three McDonald's in Marion, Ohio. Marion, well, more or less Marion City. We have three McDonald's. Now, can you imagine the sales tax that must come off there? Well, I guess two of them are in the county. Because the one that's in the mall parking lot would be considered the county. And the one on 95 is past Kensington. So it would be in the county. So really the only McDonald's in the city is on Main Street. But they seem to do well. Now, both of the Wendy's are in the city. Because how is the progress? I haven't been down Delaware Avenue recently. How's the progress coming on the rebuilding of the Wendy's? How's that coming along? Does anybody have an update on that? Wendy's here on Delaware Avenue? How's that coming along? I don't remember when they tore it down to start rebuilding it to the new specifications that Wendy's are being built to. I don't know when Wendy's decided to change all this. I'm not sure when that all took place. Does anybody have an update on the Wendy's here on Delaware Avenue? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Also, don't forget the big anniversary party. 7 years. Tomorrow, here on this station, supported by Domino's and the L&P Cake Shop. I'll be here, Angie Evers, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Pastor Whitaker, Nate Redman, Glenn Coble, and Pastor Craig. Also, Mary Ellen Withrow will be here. Bobby Ray, the Kazoo Man, will be here. The man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, will be here. It will be a hoppin' night, to be sure, 7:15 to 9 p.m. tomorrow on this station. And we'll talk about things in the past and memories that we have. We'll also have live music. It'll be a lot of fun. Tune in tomorrow. Don't miss it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was just by the Wendy's in the parking lot. It looks like everything's done except what they have to do inside.
Oh, really? Do you remember when they started this project?
No, I don't, but I've been riding by it all the time. Has it been a month? Even hasn't been very long because they really work fast on that.
Well, it's interesting because I know the Wendy's on Mount Vernon Avenue has been packed, and I wonder if that has to do with this one being closed.
Probably.
Yeah.
It probably does because sometimes they give out coupons, but not that much. But, yeah, I was just by, and it looks like the parking lot's all ready and whatever they have to finish up inside. So I would say it should be opening shortly.
Well, sounds good. Thanks for the update.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Doesn't look like Wendy's has that much longer to go before it is opened. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away. WWGH Radio.
Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For legendary comedian and the voice of Ursula in The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll.
And as